what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Good morning, y'all. Tuned in to Rosie on Nass. We appreciate the fact that you are. We are your new Arizona weekend wake-up call. And we're not new to the air. We're just new to this hour. And we're actually celebrating our 27th year of broadcasting. Thank you, listeners, for making that all possible. Had a great week. Last week, I was in Boulder, Colorado all week. This week, I was in Flagstaff for several days. I was up there at the Arizona Historic Preservation Conference.
And you got snowed on in Flagstaff, but not Boulder.
Well, you know what? I got sprinkled on, I got sleeted on, and I did get touched by snow in Boulder.
There were a few flakes.
But not near the 4 or 5 inches that were sitting on the car yesterday morning in Flagstaff, that's for sure.
No wonder you had a honey-do list to do.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, never home, that's true. That's why I want a zero maintenance home, so I can go all I want and never come home to lists. So, Arizona Preservation Conference was extremely interesting. We're going to be covering it. I need a little more time to put my thoughts together on it for everything that I was exposed to. But gosh,
give me one teaser?
It was a great. How long do you think they have traceable signs of habitation, human habitation? In the Salt River Valley and the Santa Cruz Valley down alongside Tucson and Tucson Mountain?
Well, the Casa Grande ruins, those was like the 1100s.
Okay.
So I would put it 1,000 years before that, farther south, just because you had more lifestyle.
Okay.
There more water, more vegetation. The
couple
those
thousand
Casa Grande
years.
Ruins, they had to trench.
Yes,
all
yeah,
the way
yes.
from the Salt River to be able to build that.
Yes.
So there had to have been people around there a lot longer prior to that.
You know, it takes a long time to dig a 6 foot wide trench three foot deep with a stick.
That takes a long time.
37 miles long.
Romy's 5 acres keeps him busy. Yeah.
Okay, so it's 2,000.
That was my guess as well.
2,002. They have just finished excavating, and I'm going to try and get the man, the archaeologist that was in charge of this excavation. They just excavated a 50-acre site just south of Luke Air Force Base where they're going to put a solar array afield, and they had begun.
So this is Glendale.
Yeah, And they had just done like some preliminary site work to start the footings and stuff, and they had come across some ruins. So the whole project got stopped, and the archaeologists moved in there, and they scraped 50 acres and found an entire remnant of a civilization out there. And they parts of that and the Santa Cruz Valley, you know where the water treatment plant is on the north side of Tucson, there on the west side of the freeway?
Mm-hmm.
The one they just finished remodeling and stuff? That's directly right on top of another village. And big signs of, okay, so 13,000.
Oh! I was way off.
7,000 is pretty prominent, but they have some that they think they can date back to 13,000 years.
Wow.
And, you know, that was significantly before air conditioning.
Significantly. We've only been spoiled for about 100 years or so.
Interesting. And I'll tell you another thing all those folks that lived here back then couldn't participate in is restaurant week.
I know. Look what they missed out on.
It is restaurant week in Arizona. And you know what I like about restaurant week? Jennifer and I, maybe like you, have a favorite restaurant. And we'll go over and over and over and over again. We don't like to drive far to go out to dinner. We like it somewhere very close to the house. We have our favorite restaurant. And we don't get out and experiment. Every once in a while, friends will ask us to a distant location and give us a chance. But the great thing about Restaurant Week is it encourages you to get out there. Just in Phoenix, there's 144 restaurants participating.
Do you know what? You know what's closing? Pinnacle Peak Patio, June 28th. So if you want to get out there.
Seriously?
So if you want to get out there, enjoy it before it goes.
First greasewood, now the patio.
Oh,
I know.
Man.
Those are pieces of our history, huh?
That is.
Fun times of dancing.
And there are restaurants participating all across the state. Go to ArizonaRestaurantWeek.com. And you know, when I did The one restaurant that popped up right on the front was the Tonto Bar and Grill out in Carefree, the Rancho Manana Golf Course.
Oh, that's lovely.
I mean, we were there, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. We commented on how nice it was, and we haven't been back.
Right. Do you know what else it is this month regarding food? It's National Barbecue Month.
Oh, watch out.
So anybody who has a favorite barbecue place, why don't you email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll just see what everybody likes. Where they
you can call us too, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Little Miss Barbecue is got to be on top of that list. A little good old Louisiana boy has a little barbecue brisket place down. It's like around the airport, and I tell you what, there's like four tables inside. Most of it's outside. Every time I've gone there or driven by at lunchtime, the line. Like, is a traffic jam.
That's always a good sign.
Arizona Highway says the best barbecue in town is in Wickiup, Arizona.
And what is it?
I can't remember the name of it. But as you drive through Wickiup,
must be the only good thing.
No. You've got the gift shop there with the concrete teepee there on the right hand side, right?
Yes.
And then then a little bit farther down on the left hand side, there's a barbecue shack there that Arizona Highways rates as one of the top barbecue fairs in all of Arizona.
Well, we may have to just go check it out.
So I guess a lot of now, people driving to Las Vegas stop in mm-hmm. there. And
I can often be critical of Mexican food in America after being down in Culiacan that one time.
Okay.
But I had a really good Mexican lunch with the Taybacks when I was in Sedona this week.
Yeah.
And Tlacopaque Village, the Rincon, El Rincon. And that's felt authentic.
That
tasted off. Yeah, you had the goat cheese. You had... It wasn't drowned in sauce. It was real shredded beef. If you're looking for a good Mexican place for lunch, in the Tlacopaque Village in Sedona.
There you go. A lot more when we get back on events all around the great state of Arizona, as well as I want to talk about first-time home buyers. It's a seller's market now statewide. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to be covering the state of real estate in Arizona right after this.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.